Wranglesboro government doesn't have a recycling service, so residents make do with a variety of private and tribal government-sponsored ways to cut down on waste. There's a community compost area at the community garden, the local swim team collects cans for recycling, and Wrangell grocery stores accept cardboard. Every few years, the Wrangell Cooperative Association's environmental office also hosts an electronic waste recycling event.
All electronics, computers, laptops, TVs have precious metals in them that can be reused, along with the plastics that encase them can also be reused.
Kim Wickman is one half of the two-person office. It's expensive to ship trash off Wrangell Island, and she says reducing what gets shipped saves money and space in the landfills down south. Plus, many electronics are toxic.
And as these electronics break down, they will actually start to leach certain toxic heavy metals, lead, mercury, cadmium, those type of things, into the landfill, which will end up can find its way into the different waterways, which then finds its way back to us. So by recycling them, we're keeping things that are hazardous from the landfills, which will then keep them from coming to us.
Another benefit is recycling precious metals that have to be mined.
So the more that we're able to reuse these different metals, the less mining we have to do to obtain them.
After collecting electronic waste from Wrangell residents, Wickman says that waste will be sorted and put on pallets where it'll be barged down to Washington to a recycling center called Total Reclaim.
They will harvest out the precious metals so they can be reused again. Anything that's toxic that could be inside of them will be disposed of properly and the plastics can be recycled.
The sky's the limit for the variety of small electronics that can be recycled at the event.
So we like to say everything with a brain or a cord. So that goes to, it could be your laptop or your cell phone, pretty much anything except for vacuum cleaners, white goods, so like refrigerators, even though they have a chip in them now, we can't take those, we don't have the capacity for it, or hospital type equipment, those type of things are things we're not going to be accepting.
That also includes household batteries. Wickman says larger batteries, like the ones in a car, won't be accepted at the e-waste recycling event, but can be recycled at local auto or marine shops. The tribe's e-waste recycling event started around 2016, after Wickman went to the Southeast Environmental Conference in Ketchikan and attended a presentation on electronic waste and e-waste recycling events.
And I thought, you know what, this is really, really cool. This is something Wrangell needs, because we kept finding TVs out on the logging road that people would dump, or old computers that were shot full of holes. This could be a much better option than leaving them out at the end of Spur Road.
The last time WCA held an e-waste recycling event in 2021, they collected more than 6,500 pounds of old computers, televisions, and corded household appliances. And again, Wickman says shipping all that metal and plastic down south gets expensive. So, for the first time, they'll be charging Wrangellites to drop off e-waste, 25 cents per pound.
Unfortunately, on our end of it, it's not free. We have to pay to ship everything down south, and then we actually have to pay Total Reclaim to process all of it for us, and it can get pretty spendy. So we're hoping by charging 25 cents a pound that we can at least cover a little bit of our shipping costs. So that way we'll be able to host these type of programs longer.
But Wickman says they're also extending the event to 3 days rather than cramming it into a single day so that more people might be able to find time to stop by and recycle old tech.
And so that way we're hoping we can kind of get things around people who are trying to be working on those days. Maybe they can squeeze it in at a lunch hour, somewhere in there, or after work.
If a rummage through cupboards and closets turns up some old electronics that can be recycled, WCA will be accepting e-waste recycling at the Cultural Center on Front Street Thursday and Friday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 1st. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.